online at ChristopherTrucks.com.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. As the weather cools in the fall, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
We are back. We have lots to get to. No time for music and stuff. A couple things. Our friend 940, as I mentioned before, brought us Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon food. And he brought us the Monterey sandwich, piled high with grilled chicken, cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
That is absolutely outstanding. Absolutely. Absolutely outstanding. So if you're looking for lunch or dinner, whatever, go try that Monterey sandwich. I've now tried something else at Carson's. Up till now, it had just been the filet mignon and the New York strips. And the, the smothered chicken.
I thought there was one more thing.
Yeah, smothered chicken. And 17 different sweet potatoes. They're all great. And I have them with, they serve them with this cinnamon, I think cinnamon and butter sauce. That's my guess is what it is. It's great. Great, great, great. The steaks are hand cut from their in-house butcher. Fresh baked yeast rolls. The food is unparalleled. They're open every day. Happy hour, Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. They have daily lunch specials for $6.95. Today is Tuesday. So, right, Tuesday. So today is the barbecued sandwich, the BBQ sandwich with fries. Which I'm sure is also incredible. Carson's accepting reservations in the large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. We'll view their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. And Ramona, 940 also brought a strawberry shortcake. That sandwich is nothing short of excellent. And those fries are unbelievable, too.
I've been eating on the fries. Yeah. They're really good.
Monterey sandwich. Yeah, for those who don't know, I was just asking Rona during the break why she hasn't eaten her sandwich. And she says she can't eat it during the break because it's too messy and she has to keep the board clean. I guess I get that.
Yeah, I got to run the board and, you know.
I guess I get that. So she has not tried her sandwich yet, but I have had mine.
Oh, I have no doubt this one.
Monterey sandwich piled high with grilled chicken. By the way, that's a thick, big piece of chicken, jack cheese, bacon, barbecue sauce. Go get yours. You'll thank me later. All right, to the phones. Oh, first let me answer Robert's other question about Mohamed Sanu. Mohamed Sanu is a prototype NFL veteran number two receiver. That's what he is. Now, the Patriots actually don't have a number one receiver, which is why, you know, having a number two receiver is maybe not as helpful as it might first sound. You know, Sanu was a perfect fit in Atlanta when he was a two to Jones until Calvin Ridley came along and basically displaced him. And you know, and so Atlanta was able to get rid of Sanu for two reasons. One, Ridley has already moved into that number two receiver role, and two, they suck. So, you know, it just doesn't matter right now. They're thinking about the future, apparently. Now, I'm not sure any of the individuals who are presently in charge of the Falcons, Dimitroff, Dan Quinn, are going to be part of their future, which is why the trade is a little odd. But nonetheless, Sanu was on the trading block. There were other teams that were interested in him, apparently the 49ers as well. Will he help New England? Yeah, because Brady fundamentally has nobody. I mean, Brady went 17 to 21 in the first half yesterday for 160 yards or something, and he had two drops. He had Julian Edelman go the wrong way on an option route and one incompletion. And that's with having, I mean, he just has guys. You know, you can forget this talk about Julian Edelman Hall of Fame. He's not a Hall of Fame receiver. He's a possession receiver who drops two balls a game, and he dropped a big play again last night. You know, for a possession guy, Edelman gets a lot of acclaim. And look, he and Brady have a special chemistry. He's a big part of what they do. I'm not disputing any of that, especially given their limited weapons. You know, he's essential. But, you know, the Patriots right now are hoping that N'Keal Harry can make some sort of impact. But I think the addition of Mohamed Sanu makes sense. You know, here's the thing. I want to draw a comparison and make one other comment before we get back to the phones. That is this. I see some comparisons between the Patriots and Clemson in that, you know, people talk about who they play when at the end of the day, they play everybody. You know, they beat all the best teams and have beaten all the best teams. And yet people want to somehow disparage it when they're just better. They're just better. The other thing is this. On the notion of Tua and injuries and whether that should play a factor, absolutely not. The New Orleans Saints are missed Alvin Kamara the other day, and they've been missing Drew Brees. They've won every game without Drew, and they won when Kamara didn't play. The New England Patriots are missing two starting offensive linemen and half the receivers. Do you see them stopping, or do they just keep winning? I'm sorry, this is on you. It's on you to have a competent backup quarterback. It's on you to be able to continue to do what you do. And if you don't, it's not an excuse. And if Alabama goes down and Tua doesn't play, that should not be an excuse to give them a pass. It's on them. If their backup quarterback, Mac Jones, is good enough, they'll continue to win. If he's not, they won't. But whose fault is that? So I'm not giving Alabama or anyone else passes for injuries. You're not getting any passes. This is football. It's football. Guess what? Everybody's injured. Everybody has injuries. You deal with it. You continue to play. You find ways to win. The New Orleans Saints, again, missing one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So what do? They put Teddy Bridgewater in. They continue to win every single stinking game. So if you're good, just keep winning. If your coaching is good enough, you'll win. You know, you hear all the time, and rightfully so, about this next man up mentality. Then do it. And don't make excuses for those who lose players. Hey, staying healthy has always been a part of this equation. There's an element of luck involved in winning. But you've got to be able to deal with injuries. The NFL has smaller rosters. And yet these teams are doing it. They're doing it at the professional level. Is anybody going to feel sorry for you if you get some injury at the pro level? No, they're moving on. So you either win or you don't. So cry me a friggin' river. If Tua Tagovailoa is out the rest of the year, then so be it. If you're good, Alabama, win every game. If you lose, you don't get any mulligans. If you lose, you're out. Goodbye, adios. I'm sick to death of that stuff. It's the way it works. Is it a factor? Maybe. But you don't get to use it as a crutch. You don't get extra chances. If Tua doesn't play against LSU and Bama loses, tough. Goodbye. Angry lawyer, what's going on?
I like you, Walt. Every time I get ready to call in, it's like you manifest your anger.
That's right.
You get you fired up.
Right. Texter just wrote me and said UVA just lost Bryce Hall, and yet they beat Duke by 34. Right. They lose one of the best cornerbacks in America. You keep playing.
And the overhead on that game, thank you. I appreciate that, Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, I've been angry 24 years. It took Muschamp 3.5 years to get angry. And it finally took a play in which Carolina has been called for two penalties on the same play before.
Yeah.
Florida has two penalties on the same play. And I watched as nothing happened. I realized that Israel Mukuamu runs a 4.3 40, but he runs a 4.9 when somebody's holding him for 40 yards. I mean, that whole the rain, the cold. I have a problem. I saw where there's two projections. One's Carolina's getting the Music City Bowl. One's getting them into the Alligator Bowl. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to piece together three wins. I'm going to go to this Tennessee game by myself and just torture myself further. Do you think that, I mean, we're improving on the defense. We got Jekyll and Hyde Helinski. Jekyll does well. Hurt Hyde.
He's a kid, and he's also been dealing with injury issues, and he keeps trying to play through them.
Oh, I agree. And his backup's hurt. So once again, it's another Carolina team that you're trying to drag a dead horse across the 6-win finish line, so we can end up in Birmingham, and I'm hoping that we do. But tell me. I want a friend like 940, because the only friends I have borrow money and then I never see him again. And here he is bringing you a bunch of food. And are you gonna be a Twin Peaks?
Hey, angry lawyer, can I borrow some money?
No, I actually like you.
Yes, of course we're gonna be at Twin Peaks Thursday, and you better be there with your whole gang.
Well, the reason is, not to be even angry, I'm on the wagon. I know Craig's on the wagon, so I just want to let him know that if he comes out, the first floor tab's on me.
There you go.
Give me a
Shirley Temples.
That's good. I'll be angrier and angrier by the minute. Tell me how I can get the 6 wins the rest of the season, please, Walt. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good week.
Thank you, Angry Laura. I don't know. Pull up the rest of South Carolina's schedule, Mara. I'm very worried about that App State game from their perspective. I've said before the year, I thought App State might go unbeaten, and I still think they might. That game against App State, I pointed that out before the year and warned people about that game, saying, don't think that's a win. People were counting that as a win. And I think by now people should understand, playing App State is no bonus. It's ridiculous to have the type of schedule you have and to have scheduled App State. App State is a dilemma, and they could well be, 10-11 at season's end. If they win that game, they're likely going to be, because other people are going to keep losing. And if App State goes 12-0, they could wind up number 11, number 12, number 10, somewhere in that range, and deservedly so. It's a really good football team. I mean, they went to North Carolina and controlled that game. I mean, it wound up close in the end, but...
Okay, what do you want to know?
The rest of their games.
After Tennessee, they have Vanderbilt.
That's at home?
Yes.
Here we go again.
Yes. Okay. I thought you understood my system. Okay. And then they have Appalachian State.
Okay. Yeah, I understand it now.
And then they're at Texas A&M. Yeah,
okay.
And then they have Clemson.
Yeah. I don't know. There's nothing easy in that. I don't even think Tennessee is going to be easy. There's nothing easy in that. Jimmy and Wyatt, I'm coming right to you. Before I do, hey, Ramona, when you stop choking there, can you, if I can bother you for a minute, play this clip. I meant to play.
You're the only person that can see me choking. Nobody else can see me choking, but you want to go on the air and have me talk.
Hey, maybe you'll put me right over the cliff. I familiarized you to this term years ago called the greater good.
The greater good.
This is Vanderbilt coach Derek Mason. He is asked by a reporter after the Missouri win. He's asked something. I don't even know what she asked, but that's neither here nor there. His response is what was so great. Derek Mason.
Coach, you've answered questions about your job security all week long, and this team comes out and upsets a ranked Missouri team. What are you feeling right now?
Well, first of all, honor to God. It's been a rough patch, man, but I told my team this, and I want everybody to understand this, okay? A lot of people want this job, so they think, but I'm the man that's built for this job. Every day, man, we grind. We grind. Don't question us. Don't question who we are, what we do, or how we play. We're Vanderbilt men. Commodore's Akron, die!
Kind of like that guy that ran for president. Remember that guy that was running for president and then he screamed at the end of one of his speeches? And I don't even remember his name.
No.
And then his numbers just went tanked.
No.
I'll have to look it up.
Okay, look it up. I think Derek Mason is 100% right. I think he's the right guy for Vanderbilt. I think if Vanderbilt thinks they're better than Derek Mason, they're wrong. Derek Mason is just, first of all, he's a great guy. All accounts, he's a great guy. I've heard him on coaches' shows, etc. Man knows his craft. He's a defensive genius. He's one of the brighter defensive minds in the country. If Vanderbilt winds up firing him, there'll be people fighting to hire him as a defensive coordinator. Trust me. But if you're Vanderbilt and you think you're better than that cat, you are 100% mistaken. You know, and are you going to win all the time at Vanderbilt? No. Here's a newsflash. You're not cheating in a league where a lot of other people are. You're not paying players in a league where a lot of other people are. And so if you expect to beat those teams, then you're being sort of silly. And the truth about Derek Mason at Vanderbilt, he's kept them competitive. They fight every game. It's like he said, they grind. My favorite part of that, though, that line about we're Vanderbilt men. It's a part of him. He's not looking for a next step. It's ingrained in him. He came from Stanford. He came from an academic institution. He knows what that is about. He knows what that's about. Not that Vanderbilt is on a level athletically as Stanford, because they're not anywhere close to it. But and nor do they have anywhere near the resources. But when this guy says we're Vanderbilt men, you can tell it. He means it. You're not better than that, Vanderbilt. If that guy's on the hot seat, it's a mistake. I mean, you're going to get rid of Derek Mason to get who exactly? Quick break. We'll be right back. Jimmy and Wyatt, I'm coming to both of you on the other side.
Listen to High School Football on the Roar Friday nights, hosted by Kwok and Donnell Clark, and be a part of the weekly high school poll online at WCCPFM.com. Brought to you locally by Clemson Allstate agent Friar Dixon. Allstate, are you in good hands?
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the same way. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it's business or personal, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powdersville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Here for you every day, Carolina Alliance Bank, division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Get your home ready for Halloween and let only the cobwebs be the fake decor. Make sure last year witches' brew stains are out of your carpets and get your floors looking spectacularly clean with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler. 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at www.zeroresgreenville.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
S.H. Carter is a family-owned and locally operated construction and demolition company here to go to work for you. With over 50 years of experience, the Carter last name is associated with quality construction, high expectations, honesty, and integrity. As members of the Carolinas, AGC, and National Association of Demolition Contractors, give them a call today to get a jump start on your project or roll-off container rental. 864-295-3943 and online at shcarterinc.com. That's shcarterinc.com.
Hey, home buyers, you're about to make the biggest purchase of your life. It's a stressful, high-pressure situation. You need a lawyer you can trust to make sure your deal closes without a hitch. Holiday Ingram is your go-to closing attorney in the upstate. Hayes Holiday and Trey Ingram have helped thousands of homeowners close on their dream home, and they want to be your closing attorney. Call Hayes and Trey today to help you with your purchase. You'll be glad you did. Visit HolidayIngram.com for more information.
Football fans, watch the ACC Network with Northland. And signing up for Northland Video gives you the ability to take the game with you, no matter where you are, with Watch TV everywhere. Plus, Northland's launched internet speeds of 1 gig throughout Clemson, so everyone in the household can stream, surf, and shop online. Power your home with laptops, tablets, printers, smartphones, home security systems, and gaming consoles all online, all at the same time. So go ahead and connect, surf, and stream the game in seamless high-speed bliss. 1 gig delivers the speed you need for all things online. Visit GetNorthland.com or call 888-NORTHLAND to learn more now. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds may vary. Visit GetNorthland.com/offers for details.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty, and your first maintenance is included. They even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell your friends about. Check out their inventory at ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com.
Wants better than Walt's Deaf Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Yeah, I'll bring it down a notch. You know, did you hear the, there's a texter, Ramona, who wrote, after saying all the injury stuff, he said Ryan Olinsky was in, no, I think it's a pretty clear distinction. Ryan Olinsky's playing, you understand? So I'm not sure what you found inconsistent about that. And I actually explained that as well. Furthermore, Finn writes me, says, Vandy's a lot closer than people think to Stanford's academic prestige. According to U.S. News and World Report, Stanford ranked 6, Vandy was 15. Never questioned where Vandy was ranked from an academic standard. I just said that he had coached at both institutions, which were both amongst the last bastions of academia, and that it's a really difficult job, much more difficult than Stanford, because they don't have the resources that Stanford does. Stanford's resources are unlimited, their donor base unparalleled. So it's a completely different task. Stanford's actually a national recruiter. Vanderbilt's not even a regional, not even a state recruiter. You know, so it's a impossible job. In fact, I think one day I talked about that. I don't know if I ever actually got to it, but I talked about the fact that I might rank the most difficult jobs in the country. For me, Vanderbilt would be one. Vanderbilt would be one. Tess said, how does Vanderbilt dominate in baseball again then? Because it's a totally different game. Baseball is a regional game. Baseball is less popular than women's softball. It has isolated pockets of popularity and has limited scholarships, and no one's paying baseball players a fortune. You know, it's a totally different game. That's the answer to that. I mean, go look at their football stadium. Go look at the support for their football program. There isn't any. There isn't any. They're a visitor in their own stadium. Baseball has nothing to do with it. We're talking about revenue-generating sports. Our Reserve is your new retailer for men's clothing, gifts, and accessories. Downtown Clemson featured Clemson performance polos, tailored and classic fit button-down shirts, loafers, boots, belts, hats, and more. Our Reserve's here to make you look and feel your best, from the tailgate to the classroom and every adventure in between. Our Reserve's also your one-stop shop for men's gifts like flasks, Yeti coolers, books, candles, barware. Live authentically. Shop on Reserve. Experience the difference. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 p.m. to 5 on Sundays. Call 864-722-5238. 864-722-5238. With question, Our's knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the perfect gift, outfit, or accessory you're looking for. Visit OurReserve.com for more info and for free shipping. Check out their store, downtown Clemson, 383 College Avenue, 383 College Avenue. Go see them. They're incredible. Lines are completely jammed. Before I get to the lines, I actually have a line open. Ramona, give me Derek Mason one more time.
You've answered questions about your job security all week long, and this team comes out and upsets a ranked Missouri team. What are you feeling right now?
Well, first of all, you know, honor to God. You know, it's been a rough patch, man, but I told my team this, and I want everybody to understand this, okay? A lot of people want this job, so they think, but I'm the man that's built for this job. Every day, man, we grind. We grind. Don't question us. Don't question who we are, what we do, or how we play. We're Vanderbilt men. Commodores, Akron, die!
A lot of people want this job, but I'm the man who's built for this job. We're Vanderbilt men. I'm sorry, Vandy. Wakey, wakey, you're never going to get anybody better than that. You're never going to get anybody better than that for who you are. You just aren't. Don't make that mistake. Jimmy, Wyatt, and Joe. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, bud.
Thank you for getting in, Jimmy.
And I do like your music. Your bumper music is fantastic.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I love that kind of... I grew up in that era, so you know I like it. All right. Then. I guess I ought to tell y'all who Curtis Smart is, because I thought everybody knew. Professor Gadget, CBS Sports thinks, calls Smart at Georgia Curtis Smart because Professor Gadget, he looks like him. And Professor Gadget's always falling into the right, even when he's doing wrong. That's the explanation. I just thought everybody know, because us Georgie haters, we all know who Curtis Smart is. Okay, get on with the next one. I don't really seriously believe that you're going to see an SEC team in the playoff.
You don't think
too many good teams.
You don't think you're going to see any SEC team in a playoff?
Well, let's go down it, Walt. You're a really smart person. Ohio State, hey, they're really great. I don't like them, but they're good. Oklahoma, they're really good. Clemson, we got to walk to there, because really right now, only body I see that can actually take us, but who knows who we can trip.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy, let me tell you something. I hope you're right, because the day that the SEC isn't in the playoff is the day the playoff expands. So I hope you're right, because that will lead to immediate playoff expansion.
I really believe that LSU is going to beat Alabama.
That might happen.
I believe, and I believe Auburn will beat them.
I believe there's zero. I believe, Jimmy, there's zero scenario, 0.0% chance of the SEC not getting a team in the playoff.
Well, last year, what was it, 2 years ago, when they put Alabama in after they lost, the committee, one of the committee people was on CBS Sports. I listened to a lot of that, and he said, there was never going to be another time when you took two teams out of the same conference and put them in the championship. And it was a long discussion, like I've told you before, is there's a whole country out there. There's a lot of good teams out of one conference. If one of them's done lost to the other, why play them again? I mean, it's that simple. One of them beat the other. So, you know, don't give them another chance to beat back. I mean, that's not fair. So I'm thinking they got to bring a West Coast team in, and I think it's going to be Oregon. I think it's Oklahoma's going to be one, Ohio State. if they don't mess up Wisconsin. I still think Wisconsin's got a good team, and they possibly could knock Ohio State out, and that way SEC. But they, and it just, if Alabama gets beat, I don't see none of the rest of them getting in there unless it's LSU, and I don't, I see LSU getting beat. I really do. I don't know why, but I see them getting beat because you got to have a bad game, just like well, Clemson
you know,
has every once
you know, Jimmy,
you have
it. Jimmy, let me say, just say this. Look, I have been stunned in sports a few times in my lifetime. I was stunned when Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson, even though in hindsight there were elements that we might have seen. I was stunned with Miracle on Ice. I've been stunned in sports several times in my lifetime. I will be significantly more stunned if the SEC does not get a team in this year's playoffs than any of those other upsets in history. I we'll see, Jimmy. I think there is absolute zero chance. They have five of the top 10 teams in the polls. They love the SEC. There's no way we're having a playoff without the SEC. I don't believe it, Jimmy. Now, I think that it would be maybe a little bit of justice for once, but it's not happening.
Well, you know, when I said South Carolina would beat Georgia, people told me the same thing. Right. Yeah, there's not a chance in the world.
All right, Jimmy. All right, we'll see how that one goes. All right, call me back. I got to run. All right, thank you, Jimmy. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Texter wrote and said, Stanford's athletic budget, $100 million. Vanderbilt's $29 million. Yeah, it's just slightly different. And Vanderbilt also has the scholarship situation in baseball where they have a competitive advantage. As people have written on the text line. By the way, I have no access to the text line right now, Ramona. I have no idea why. It's just not loading at all. Let's go back to the phone lines, get Wyatt in here, and then Joe, you're coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Wyatt, how are you?
Doing well, Walt. How about yourself?
Good, Wyatt. Appreciate you getting in.
Purpose of my call, I want to talk about Andrew Booth Jr. And, you know, I thought the punishment was a little bit light. So, Walt, I'm going to give you the opportunity to be Coach Sweeney today. Obviously, these guys and gals in the athletic department, they have iPads, laptops. What would you do, Walt? Would you tell Andrew Booth that he can continue using his iPad, or would you replace it with a Kindle for the rest of the season? I'll take your thoughts offline.
I think the punishment for Andrew Booth was more than adequate. Look, the punch is being thrown. You're talking to the wrong person because I still think it's a big deal at all. I mean, you're right. You made. I think that was sort of funny though, Ramona. You continue to use your iPad, or do you have to be reduced down to a Kindle? I thought that was pretty funny. But look, I think Dabo Sweeney handled the Andrew Booth thing just fine. I don't think it's that big a deal, and I don't think he'll do it again. That stuff happens in competitive athletic endeavors. Joe.
How's it going?
How you doing, Joe?
You know, I didn't hear really anything of what you said about the game Monday. I think clearly Helinski's still banged up.
Yep.
And the rain, I think, affected him a little bit. Not a whole lot, but just enough. And quite frankly, he probably had to play pretty near perfect to win that game for South Carolina. I mean, it is what it is. I didn't think we had a chance, quite frankly, going into the game because I didn't think Helinski was healthy. But when you play, you know, right now, a top 10 team until 8 minutes, 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and I get there was a lot of bad calls, and I agree with that, you know, it is what it is. That's my view. But my view going forward is that you need to win the next three games. You've got to. Or, you know, maybe you beat Texas A&M, but you can't really sell me on a lot of progress in the program if you go 5-7, lose to App State at home. And I know App State's ranked. I know they're great. I get it. But that's a pretty bad year, Walt.
Look, I'll tell you right now, I think a neutral field App State beats Texas A&M. I just do. I think they're better than Texas A&M. I don't know why we just insist on somehow downgrading who they are and what they do. They're this area's version of Boise State, and no one's talking crap about Boise State. I mean, they went They went to North Carolina and won something that you guys couldn't do.
That's fine. I'm not downplaying App State. I'm saying you can't really tell me that the program's in a good direction when you go 5-7. You lose in the fourth year at home with the first-round draft pick on your defense.
I just want to make sure I'm following along, Joe, because it was fire Muschamp, fire Muschamp, fire Muschamp. Then after Georgia, it was build a statue for Muschamp, and now we're back to fire Muschamp.
I never said build a statue. I said, well, maybe he got it together. Maybe.
Okay.
But, you know.
But now we're out on that again?
Well, he's mad because he got his hopes up, and now they're dashed.
I mean, you beat one top 10 team. You competed with another. You acknowledge that there were bad calls made against you, and Helinski's a little banged up. I mean, I'm not sure what more you want than that. I mean, I think things are headed in the right direction.
I just don't think it's a good thing to go 5-7, Walt, sub 500.
With the nation's toughest schedule.
The schedule's not going to change that much over the next 3 years. It's going to be as difficult, maybe not to the level, but it's still going to be hard.
You have a young quarterback who's growing up. I see a lot of positive signs. All right, quick, Joe. If you want to short circuit the thing, if you want to end it, who do you want?
You know, right now, I would take almost anybody. I think he's an average coach.
Almost really anybody over Muschamp.
Yeah, I think he's an average coach. Well, I think he's just average. I think that game at Georgia probably saved his job, if you want to be honest. But, you know, he has to win the next three games. That's my opinion. But appreciate it.
All right, Joe. We'll see how it plays out. I think he's better than that. I think he's made you physically tougher. I think he's brought two talented young quarterbacks in. I just don't know what people expect. I don't know why you think you're better than that. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I don't. But I don't know what in your history makes you better than Muschamp. I don't get it. Your whole history to me says Muschamp's probably better than you. So why do you want to replace him? See, you know, when I say a lot of positive things and I say one thing and it sounds, it's not meant to be negative. I'm not trying to take a cheap shot at you. I'm just alerting you to the facts of your entire existence, and that's the reality of it. So why are you better than that? You have two talented young quarterbacks in Helinski and Doty, and you don't want to ride that out? Your quarterback situation right now is as good as it's been since Connor Shaw. Quickly, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. Our friends, the Reese family, Anderson, Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme. No one does donuts like the Reese family. They're the best in the industry. They have been forever. Since the early 1960s, they've been doing donuts right. The original glaze come fresh off the press three times a day. And on game day, they come fresh off the press in orange. There's the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. You know, Ramona, they have that batter donut back now, too. What is it? The cake donut?
It's a cake batter donut.
It is sinfully good. Sinfully good. Go try that. Trust me, you'll thank me later. And for Halloween coming up, they'll have all sorts of special stuff. Anderson, Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme. Bring the kids. Go see them. You'll thank me later. We'll be back.
Join the Roar every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter Development and Rivers Whitmire Realtor. Mark and co-host John Hite entertain you with all the best national guests, all sports, all conferences, all leagues, and lots of football talk. You need insight? Mark Childress has it, and haters are welcome. You got a rant? Mark's hate segment is the way to get it off your chest. The Mark Childress Show, Tuesdays at 7, brought to you by Rivers Whitmire Realtor and S.H. Carter on the Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
My Garage by Essex. Precision from A to Z. We aim to please. We specialize in European as well as maintenance on Asian and domestic vehicles. We use quality parts and perform quality service. Visit 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 633-5800.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The time has come for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
You work hard for your money, and Realtor Rivers Whitmire is here to work hard for you. He knows that buying or selling a home or property is a big decision that needs guidance, experience, and knowledge from an expert in the real estate field. Rivers is a local who has deep roots in the upstate and a proud Clemson fan. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or just have real estate questions, call Rivers today at 864-752-5545 and check out his Facebook page at Rivers Whitmire Realtor today.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson. Tiger Boulevard, across from Publix. Whatever it is, that girl put a spell on me.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
Interested in a career in healthcare, manufacturing, or computers? How about paying tuition that's as low as $35 per credit hour? The South Carolina Workforce Industry Needs Scholarship is available this fall for students majoring in critical workforce areas. The Tri-County tuition rate applies to residents of Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, but other eligible SC residents receive significant discounts as well. For eligibility details and a complete list of majors, go to tctc.edu/scwins.
If you have been arrested for DUI or any other criminal offense, you may be facing significant consequences and probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, is here to represent you and help get you through this tough time. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. And online at nicklaverylaw.com.
Join Mickey live at Chick-fil-A in Clemson this Friday from 6 until 9 a.m. Enjoy your favorite breakfast and get Mickey's unique insight on all the latest football sports action. Head to Chick-fil-A in Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday for the Mickey Plyler Show live.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage. And it, again, Vandy has a competitive advantage in baseball because they can offer full scholarships to everybody, I mean, a private institution. Texter 803 says, sorry, Joe, I disagree. South Carolina has already shown that they were better than people expected them to be at the beginning of the year. Toughest schedule. People were saying 3-4 win team. They're competing with top tens. That's a great sign. I agree. I honestly, I don't see how you can disagree with that. I don't know what people expect. You're not going to be Clemson. You know, they're in your state and a rival, but you're not going to be Clemson. So you've got to be who you are. You've got to be the best that you can be. And I get that when, you know, you see Clemson winning national titles and such, you know, you want some of that. I get it. But you also have to understand your whole history and who you are and ask yourself, is the product gotten better? To me, it has. I mean, you just beat Georgia in Athens. I don't know how that can be viewed as the product not getting better. And look, to me, this is true whether you beat an App State or not. I mean, we talk about App State like there's some friggin' high school team. That's what we talk about. We have this condescending attitude like, well, we should be better than App State. Well, guess what? You're not. North Carolina wasn't either. And there'd be a lot of other Power 5 teams who would suffer the same fate if they played them. This year's team returned 17 guys. They were good last year. They returned basically their whole team. They know how to play. They had a running back who's going to play in the NFL who has great speed. They got a quarterback in Thomas who's an elite leader at the collegiate level. He's not going to play in the NFL, but he's a great college leader. They have a tradition. Look, in all honesty, they have more of a tradition than you do. And there are a lot of yous, by the way. But we act like we're above losing to App State. Listen, buckle in, because that game's going to be tough. And maybe you'll win and maybe you won't. But it's going to be close and it's going to be tough. And if playing North Carolina is any indication, you're probably going to lose. And if that means you're going to fire your coach because, well, you didn't beat App State. Well, again, North Carolina didn't beat App State. A lot of other people wouldn't. Texas said, name the teams in the ACC that App State could beat. Well, everybody other than Clemson. All right. So, clink. Everybody other than Clemson. They could beat everybody other than Clemson. I mean, that seems patently obvious to me. And you know what? They may be better than everybody other than Clemson, too. They went to North Carolina and won. Clemson went to North Carolina and barely won, too. So, I think I just did. I mean, there is nobody in the ACC that I would say, other than Clemson, that App State couldn't beat. Or that they wouldn't be an even game with. Who's the second, third, and fourth best teams? To my way of thinking, it's Pittsburgh, Virginia, and Wake Forest. In that order, as I've been saying. Well, newsflash, App State can beat any of those teams. And on a neutral field, I'm not sure I wouldn't pick them against any of those teams. That's a really good football program and a really good football team, and they have one of their best teams because they had 17 guys return. And they've gone and played a lot of people. They don't have any fear factor. They've gone and played a lot of people. This was obvious to me before the year. This was going to be a mature version of App State. Was there a question or two about them? Yeah, there were coaching changes. Eli Drinkwitz has done a great job with the offense. I had some questions about Ted Roof, but even Ted Roof seems to be getting the job done more recently from App State defensively. Texas said, oh, and the SEC. I don't know. I need to think about it. They beat almost everybody in the East, with the exception of Georgia. And I'm not even granting Florida. I'm not. You give me App State and Florida on a neutral field, not down in the swamp, and I'm not sure who wins that game. App State's better than people think. Ted said App State wouldn't win in Tallahassee. We weren't talking about road games. We're talking about neutral fields, but hell yes, they would. Of course they would. What are you talking about? App State wouldn't win in Tallahassee. Louisiana Monroe took Florida State to overtime in Tallahassee. Louisiana Monroe missed an extra point, or they would have beaten Florida State in Tallahassee. Stop acting like Florida State's some great team because they suck. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Walt. Thanks.
Hey, Robert. Appreciate you getting in as always.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate you having me. I may have been the one that broke your text line with a short essay that I texted in. But before I get to that, just right quick, I went 3-5.
It's back. It just needed to reload or something. I'm back on the text line. All right. What'd you say? You went what?
I went 3-5 on my picks, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. I've been kind of busy and haven't been able to do the research and the justice, so I won't be making any picks this week. So, before I get to the reason I called and the reason I sent that text, Joe and the rest of the Gamecock Nation. I mean, I'm a Clemson fan through and through, but you know, and I don't want to give the Gamecocks any more advice than you know. But I tell you, South Carolina, to me, is I thought they would be pretty good this year, and they're just short a young, innovative offensive coordinator to work with those young quarterbacks. I mean, can you imagine what South Carolina would be like with a healthy, the quarterback now that's hurt, the young kid?
Helinski?
If Helinski was healthy and they had someone like Browse in Florida State, if they'd went out and hired Browse at Florida State to run that offense, they would be even better. And moving forward, I think that's really the missing ingredient in, you know, what they need. They've got the defense. They just need a young, innovative guy to come in and work with those quarterbacks and run that offense. I mean, I don't know who the offensive coordinator is right now, but
McClendon. I don't think he's the issue. I really don't. I think he's actually done.
Really?
I actually think he's done a pretty good job. I think he's a pretty innovative guy. I don't think it's the issue. I just think that you have a true freshman quarterback and who has been banged up a little, and there are some growing pains. But I would expect them to get better.
Well, I kind of thought that Will Muschamp in the Kentucky game kind of inserted himself into the offensive play calling when at halftime he basically told the nation what he was going to start doing, what they were going to start doing. And it's been very successful.
And that worked.
The power running game.
And that worked.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought that, you know, because, you know, Muschamp, you know, he got a lot of criticism for, you know, not letting his offensive coordinators do their jobs in the past. And I kind of thought that he had inserted himself again.
I understand your concern.
At halftime of that game. So, but the main point that I wanted to present a scenario to you. You know, you talked a lot about, you know, Alabama with Tua being hurt. If they lose a game while he's hurt, you know, they shouldn't get any special consideration come playoff time. They shouldn't be able to be used as a crutch. Well, what about this scenario? Let's just say there's, you know, four or five teams that finish either, you know, let's just say two teams finish undefeated and two teams finish with one loss out of strong, you know, conferences like a, you know, an Oregon or a Penn State or a Wisconsin. And there's, you know, six teams that are really close. And let's just say, heaven forbid, Trevor Lawrence goes down in the ACC championship game, but Clemson wins. Do you think that would be held against Clemson if Trevor Lawrence was not going to be able to play?
It might be. Yeah. Look, I think that that's part of the issue. I think that I think that Alabama has a special citizen status, and I'm not sure anything is going to change that. Robert, I apologize. I have to run. Good job as always.
Not a problem.
Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry, Paul Coppola. He's the man. Trust me, he's an eye care genius. You'll know in 5 minutes in his presence that you have found the right eye doctor. Founded in 1996, vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing. Everything is guaranteed. Dr. Coppola, give you your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses. They make the lenses themselves, so they're quicker. You can often reuse your existing frame. Three locations. The third location's in Pendleton, right across from the QT, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, 654-4141, or 111 Retreat Street in Westminster, 647-5076, 647-5076.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Join Out of Bounds live at Carolina Alliance Bank Friday, October 25th from noon to 3. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and Clemson's best ice cream. Friday, October 25th from noon to 3 p.m., 937 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information. Did you know that Clemson University is the only school in the South that makes blue cheese? It ages 6 months on campus and is salted, scraped, and packaged by hand. And it's the best college-made blue cheese in the nation. They hope it's a winner in your kitchen, too. Find it at most Upstate Ingles and select Bylos and family-owned stores across the Carolinas. Look for hoops, wheels, wedges, dressing, and crumbles. Ask for it by name or order online at ClemsonBlueCheese.com. A cookbook and tailgate party packs are also available.
Your tailgate is complete when you shop the Corner Butcher in Patrick Square. Steaks, brats, chicken, and select seafood. The Corner Butcher has mouth-watering choices for your game day tailgate. 654-2333, Patrick Square, Clemson.
Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have always strived to provide our patients with a better medical experience. Our team of physicians revolutionized the total hip and total knee replacement surgery by allowing you to have the surgery in the morning and sleep in your bed that same night. Now we've changed the game again with our new transparent pricing system. In an effort to provide patients with a streamlined, transparent pricing process, you can now see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
Up to $6,000 off on the Honda Pilot and the best lineup of SUVs rated by U.S. News. Hendrick Honda easily has over 500 new and used vehicles on the lot. Nobody can make your credit work better or get you more money for your trade. Come in this week and make sure to mention The Roar to receive your first 2 years of oil changes free with your new vehicle purchase. Visit them today at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway in Easley, just off Highway 123, and online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Sammy's Sports Bar and Grill is excited to be a part of the WCCP family. Sammy's is sure to make everyone happy. With TVs for the sports fanatic, games for the family, a wide variety of beer for the beer lover.